Thank you. I would like to thank Mr. Hirschner for this intervention. And now, without further ado, I will call on Mrs. Marie-Françoise Marie, the President of the High Authority for Dissemination of Works and the Protection of Rights on Internet. Hadopi in Paris, you have the floor.
Je vous remercie.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It is a great honor for me to come here and stand before WIPO to introduce Hadopi. Many of you are familiar with it, because unfortunately or fortunately, much has been said about it. And to introduce this high independent authority, which sprang from a government need, which was quite determined, I have to engage in a quick background comment. We've immediately seen that there was inadequacy in the law for counterfeits to then talk about the importance of illicit downloading. And then here I'm speaking before our Argentinian professor. We know very well that young people, even very well brought up, do engage in activities which finally are misdemeanor kind of acts or offense acts, but they aren't perceived as such. And in front of this unfurling of illicit downloading, 3 years of firm imprisonment and 500,000 euros sentencing seem to be out of proportion. So we can have two solutions. First, a very timid solution was found in 2006 by giving birth to an obligation. The obligation to monitor their internet access. You are a subscriber. You have an internet access. Well, monitor it. See to it that it's only used for legal, licit purposes, but no sanctions. And indeed, obligation without sanctions, this obligation almost went unperceived, even for the judges. And I would like to state this here. Now, seeing this, of course, the government said, right, we have to act differently. And then it was the Olivet measure, which is supposed to have led to the Élysée agreements, where the President of the Republic and the government adopted a very firm position by saying, we have to do something. We have to find a solution. And to find this solution, we are going to set up what we call the gradual response, which became since then the gradual response or countermeasure. And so bit by bit, you have this obligation for monitoring, for surveillance, but it's going to be sanctioned. So the target of all this, the objective, was to be able, on the first hand, to be able to fight against illegal downloading so as to enable us to have the emergence of a legal supply, which was enticing, attractive, seductive, and enabled us to have a very easy access. Hence this twofold vocation. One, fight against piracy and the development of the legal supply or offer. So what better but to entrust this, is very French, I just want to say this, entrust this to administrative authority, which is independent. Because, of course, it's in our culture. The administrative authorities who are independent have acquired a certain importance in the past years. And this is how Hadopi was born. We needed more than 2.5 years to be able have the law voted on, and you're giving me a 10-minute presentation, so you see the difficulty of all this. Now, indeed, that is what I wanted to talk to you about. So this twofold mission, to fight against piracy and development of the legal offer or supply, you find that in the very structure of the administrative authority, because you have a commission, which is called the Commission for the Protection of Rights, and which is going to implement this whole process of a gradual response. And then besides that, you have a whole college which is going to give a reflection mission, an encouragement mission for the legal supply. And I take these 2 points. Having seen that the president of the college was elected, I would say the female president of the college was elected, was also president of this administration, this independent administration, which is Hadopi. And this is why I'm both president of Hadopi and president of the college in question. So let's speak a bit about this Commission for the Protection of Rights gradual response. That's very easy. 3 recommendations. We say to one person, Careful! We've just detected you. Your computer has served for the downloading of works in an illicit manner. And I'd just like to draw your attention to that. It's the subscriber who has cautioned, warned. We don't really say you downloaded. We say your computer is serving illegal purposes. So, from my ear to yours, and I'm going to speak outside of the legal framework, it is quite obvious that often it's the same person. One and the same. It downloads, or he or she downloads, and she knows that very well. It's her children. Mr. Professor, I'm looking at you. It's the children. And then we are going to set up this response, a first time, a recommendation. And if in the 6 months to come you continue, do it again, second recommendation, more severe, you're going to be sent a letter with acknowledgement of receipt. And if in a year's time you still understood it's happened again and your computer is again used for illegal downloading purposes, well, you're told that you're going to be sent down before the judge. So it's really quite simple. And it's the rights holders, they get the IP addresses, they gather them, they send them on to Hadopi. The Hadopi then addresses itself to the access providers, who then give us the identification of the person at that time, on that date, had this IP address. So we have this whole link, which enables this independent authority to send in a very clear manner these warnings. And I just want to say straight away that we are not the Commission for the Protection of Rights, even if it appears to you as being repressive, even if in the press people bandy about that it's inadmissible, that it's just repression pure and simple. No, its first vote is a pedagogical kind of vote, and it's the sending out of that first recommendation, which is extremely important. It's to draw the attention of the user as to the importance that the rights of intellectual property have, whether it's in economic terms, social terms, cultural terms. And this vocation, this pedagogical vocation, is to make people responsible. The person who has a computer and who's using it and who has to understand that indeed there are limits in its use, in the use of materials that we have in our hands. So you see that straight away we are going to make the problem shift. You can't really say you're downloading illicitly because there is a legal offer, and you're going to give the person the information as to this legal offer. And there we understand that the whole success of the operation is tied to one thing, that is the quality of this legal offer. The quality, and I was going to say quantitative quality and qualitative quantity, and that contrary to what we are told, and unfortunately, perhaps I don't really agree with my neighbor to the right, but this legal offer, which is better in music than in cinema and films, well, currently we find that it is quite insufficient, that it's not sufficiently enticing or seductive, and that indeed it is not sufficiently easy to access. It's almost easier to go on Emule than to go on a platform which is quite legal. So this is why the college itself, it has been entrusted with another mission, which is the encouragement for the development of this offer. And I think that currently Hadopi has tools to do so. First of all, it can labelize or give a label to the offers which are put online, and it's going to build what we call, and it's a law that gives us this obligation, going to build a referencing platform. This referencing platform is currently being built, since we have a market which assists us in this work, and this will be made operational pretty soon. And then we have an observation analysis mission, because indeed we have to inform all the intermediaries, all the stakeholders. And to do so, we are thinking about the indicators which enable us to know who are the users, what is the use made, what are the possible responses to be provided, what are the repercussions as well of such and such and such position. And then, at the same time, we're carrying out a mission of reflection. And this, and everyone's interest, and that everyone understands that, the objective is to be able to achieve in-depth studies. And there Hadopi has just endowed itself with a whole workshop of five laboratories, economic, legal, philosophical, network laboratories, which are going to function under the aegis of an expert who's totally independent, but who works in a cooperative manner and quite open and covered. So I would like to say that Hadopi wishes to open itself up and turn towards the international element fully. We have a site. All these laboratory work will also be put on a site. The college as well will have an initiative, which is quite important about this study role. And online, those who wish to contribute, of course, they're quite welcome, called upon to do so. And, of course, internationally we're present, and nothing will prevent people from the outside, from different countries, to come and cooperate, even within these laboratories. Now, I think that this cooperative way of working is going to be a way of seeking, not just in the evolution of technology, solutions which can be new, modern solutions, the emergence of other model businesses, why not? And then we're also envisaging the possibility, perhaps, of being able to support some projects which could indeed come into play. So all of this with the purpose of protecting these copyrights, these rights of the authors. This is a project of responsibility, freedom, because there's no freedom without rules. It's a response we are providing, which, in my opinion, is a truly adapted response because it's also open to dialogue. And if you like, it has this twofold aspect. We're fighting against piracy. We're fighting so as to enable this legal offer to acquire all its value. So that is the response which the French government has tried to set up, which we are also setting in place. We're making it operational. We hope to be able to have it acquire a fully fledged success in everyone's interest, stakeholders, authors, performers, artists, and consumers. Thank you. I've finished.